Alchemy and a Cup of Tea by Rebecca Thorne. Read for you by Jessica Threet. Chapter 1. Reyna. Kidnapping a queen in the middle of her own palace was bold. In a past life, Reyna might have admired the careful planning and sheer audacity of such an operation. Mapping the grand palace's hidden passageways, bribing her officials to look away, timing it just right to exit the capital with an unconscious sovereign after the alarm had been raised. Reyna missed all of that, for obvious reasons, but she'd thwarted enough royal abductions to surmise how this one must have gone. It would be bold indeed, with any other sovereign. However, Reyna wasn't any other sovereign. Reyna was a tea maker, a bookseller, a former guard to a tyrant queen, and spouse to the realm's most powerful mage. Reyna's comrades included council members, scholars, lords, pirates, spies, and the dragons themselves, which made this kidnapping downright stupid. Reyna almost felt bad for them. Almost. They'd kept her blindfolded, which was an attempt at proper kidnapping procedure, at least. It also meant she was purposefully obstinate as her captors manhandled her off a wagon. It was covered with a burlap tarp, and she tangled herself in it. When they finally wrenched it off her, she made every attempt to trip, collapse on them, feel for weapons and the like. A few daggers, a sword. Nothing she could swipe with her hands tied, but good to know.
"Still woozy?"
One of the captors jeered, jerking her upright. Reyna didn't deign to respond to that. Instead, she assessed what she could of her surroundings. They were likely in the Western Queendom, judging by the arid winter climate. The air smelled of dirt and dry grass. The wagon's wheels had bumped along an increasingly uneven road, which implied they'd left any congested travel routes and had arrived somewhere long abandoned.
"Hurry up, this way,"
another of them grunted. The first one released her, pushing her forward. "All right, then." Reyna tripped over a non-existent stone. The ground hit her hard, scuffing her knee, sending pain through her shoulder, but it worked. One of them hissed indignation.
"Don't damage the goods, get her up!"
Reyna pushed to her feet, making a show of staggering upright, which, to be fair, was mildly difficult with her wrists tied behind her back. She finally allowed a bit of a smile to show.
"Perhaps removing the blindfold would make this an easier process?"
"Nice try."
The first captor scoffed.
"You're hardly hiding anything."
Her tone was reasonable, almost friendly. "Judging by the light, it's early morning. Blue lock loses its efficacy after half a day, so we must be fairly close to the capital, considering the dirt and rocks, and the fact that the air is clearly thinner. I'm guessing we're at one of the watchtowers on the western border." A sharp intake of air, and another captor whispered,
"How did she know that?"
Reyna tilted her head.
"My point is, the blindfold isn't accomplishing what you think. If you want me uninjured, you can haul me inside better without it."
A quick exchange by her captors, and finally one of them ripped it off. The morning sun was bright, blinding, and Reyna squinted past watery eyes. Sure enough, a squat watchtower, decaying from centuries of disuse, loomed before her.
"Inside, Queenie."
"Your wish is my command,"
Reyna replied, her eyes cutting across the grounds. 5 people patrolling. Potentially 6 if one was covering the back of the watchtower. 6 additional captors stood armed to the teeth, watching as she was hauled toward the door. Another one urged the donkey and wagon toward a squat hill, where a few pine trees offered coverage from above. Which implied, at least subtly, that they were anticipating overhead surveillance. Not unwise.